Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Remember early this year when the Ivy League became the first conference to cancel its men's and women's conference tournaments in March in basketball? They were also the first conference to announce it will not hold fall sports because of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, once again, they had to cancel something else, meaning winter sports for the 2020-21 season. That's what the conference announced on Thursday. Robin Harris, the conference's executive director, told ESPN, and I quote, "This is definitely not a decision we want to make, but I know it's the right decision for the Ivy League," end quote. Let's bring in Robin Harris, who joins us here, thanks to the Shell Pinto Performance Line. Robin, I see that these decisions, once again, were made unanimously by the Ivy League Council of Presidents. What led into having these decisions, meeting to make this decision, even though it was a very, very tough decision to make?
Yeah, thanks, Freddie. And it was a very challenging decision in that we are heartbroken for our student athletes and our coaches who are missing out on these experiences. But our presidents prioritize the health and well-being of student athletes, of the campus community, and of the general public. And it just came down to the fact that the current trends of the virus, with the increasing rates and cases and hospitalizations, are continuing to impact campus policies that, as we go into the next term, are going to still be restricting travel, the size of group gatherings, and visitors to campus in the spring. So while athletics is incredibly important to our campuses and to our student athletes, all aspects of our campus life is being impacted by the virus, and everyone is making tremendous sacrifices. And unfortunately, that has extended again to athletics.
How many other options were at least on the table that may have been discussed to make sure that maybe this decision did not have to be made today, Robin?
Yeah, so our athletic directors and coaches and other athletic administrators have worked very hard over the past several months examining all sorts of scenarios and options and mitigation strategies to develop protocols and schedules and travel operational procedures to have athletics competition. And we had options that we could implement, but at the end of the day, any competition just wasn't possible due to the overwhelming health and wellness concerns and the impact on campus policies.
Robin Harris is the executive director of the Ivy League. Joining me, Freddie Coleman, on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. The Ivy League announcing on Thursday that canceling winter sports for the 2020-2021 season. We've seen other conferences decide to cancel football, for example, the Big Ten and the Pac-12. But then there was an outcry, not just from student athletes, but also parents and even people in the media, big mouths like me, saying, why would you guys not wait and see exactly what's going to happen? And they were able to bow to the pressure and decided to have football this fall in the Big Ten and the Pac-12. How much do you expect that you're going to feel that kind of pressure from the student athletes in the Ivy League who want to play?
Yeah, we know our student athletes are going to be heartbroken. We hope they understand, as they have in the past, as we've made these decisions before. We hope they understand that this was done with health and wellness in mind and at the highest level of priority. And I give all the credit to the presidents who understand that this is about a public health crisis. This wasn't about not being able to figure it out. This wasn't about not prioritizing athletics. This was a difficult decision, but it was about putting the public health as the highest priority.
We've seen parts of college basketball, for example, they're going to have Bubbleville involving 40 different teams in men's and women's basketball at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, the state where ESPN is located, and having that kind of basketball-style atmosphere. How much of a bubble environment was really talked about in the Ivy League when it came to the winter sports?
Yeah, so a season-long bubble for college students or student athletes is just not feasible because Ivy League student athletes live with other students, they interact with other students, so to have a season-long bubble, that wasn't really feasible. We did talk about how could we operate with travel where you create, if you have a team, leave campus to go to another Ivy school, for example, to compete, and they're on a chartered bus, and you can maybe have a day trip, and you create sort of a modified travel bubble could we do that? But at the end of the day, the campus policies are restricting travel for everyone. And so even that was not feasible.
When you look at other conferences, and I've said it more than a couple of times, Robin, in the last couple of weeks, that are trying to bully their way through COVID-19, whether it's the SEC, the Big 12, football, the National Football League, Major League Baseball, the NBA, plenty of people are trying to bully their way through COVID-19, especially when it comes to money. What has it been like for you trying to do this, make this happen in a world where money and power and prestige go hand in hand, especially in big-time college athletics?
Wow, that's it's interesting to watch others compete, and there's been a lot of information sharing through the Division I conference commissioners. We talk on the phone several times a week. We share information. We share best practices. And so I'm somewhat familiar with what it takes to compete and how much work it is to have these games and to conduct them as safely as possible. And for us, you know, we were willing to look at different ways to also be able to compete, but we couldn't do so consistent with campus policies in light of the health considerations. And so at the end of the day, it's sort of like apples and oranges when you look at that, because our president's decision-making was driven by the public health trends and campus policies.
Robin Harris, the executive director of the Ivy League, joining me, Freddie Coleman and Freddie Ann Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Robin, when this meeting was over, this decision was made unanimously by the Ivy League Council of Presidents. When everybody had a chance to make the decision and say their goodbyes, what's the first thought that went through your mind after this decision was made?
Our student athletes and how heartbroken they were going to be in hearing, you know, our basketball and hockey and other winter sport athletes all missed out on competition in March. They missed out on their postseason opportunities, and I knew they were being directly impacted again. And our spring sports student athletes who lost their spring seasons last year are losing the beginning of their spring season this year. And we hope that we can return to play later in the spring. We hope that the trends are better and that campus policies change and that we can compete in the spring. But I immediately thought of our student athletes.
From that standpoint, because we've seen how having decisions like this being made, it has set back conferences when it comes to that game day experience, tailgating in the parking lot when it comes to football, or when you have a big basketball game, when Penn and Princeton get together, where the alums get together and they trash talking to each other in the parking lots and also in the game. That game day atmosphere is not going to be a part of the Ivy League once again. In terms of the overall specter of the conference, how much do you say to yourself, man, if there was any way, but there is no way, but I'm hoping that they will come back. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they will come back with a vengeance. Our fans will be so excited when we are able to compete again. And I think we're all going to appreciate the opportunities to gather with each other and to celebrate and to be together again. I really do think we're going to appreciate so much more than we did before.
Yeah, co-sign on that. Robin Harris, the conference executive director of the Ivy League, they decided to shut down spring sports until at least the end of February. They canceled winter sports for the 2020-21 season, but they're doing that in the health and safety interests of their student athletes. It's a tough day, but maybe it was a necessary one for the future of the Ivy League in terms of sports and outside of that. Robin Harris, the executive director of the Ivy League, joining me, Freddie Coleman, on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. Ms. Harris, really appreciate the time, especially in a tough day like this for you and your conference. Take care, be well, and be safe as well.
Thanks. You too, Freddie.